This was the election that conservative group Americans for Prosperity sent out mailings calling 7 of the 10 challengers for the Iron County Board environmental radicals. Terry Dalton is an organizer for the nonpartisan Iron County Citizens Forum, which sponsored candidate debates. She says Americans for Prosperity got it wrong.
Tried to sort of pigeonhole which candidates were for or against the mine. Most of the people on the county board have been, well, generally favorable, somewhat skeptical. So, I think there's a mixed bag.
In fact, Americans for Prosperity called one challenger an environmental radical who is an avid mine supporter. Brad Mattson was another one targeted. He is skeptical of the mine, and he is one of three people who defeated incumbents.
I'm just very frustrated that all I've heard about is, are you for the mine or against the mine and whatever. And I know that's the issue and why it's news, but it does get a little frustrating.
Board Chairman Joe Pinardi defeated an anti-mining candidate. He says they're unified in trying to figure out a way to end chronic double-digit unemployment there.
We're all looking for progress of something to turn our declining population around and declining school enrollment around.
Meanwhile, Mattson says Americans for Prosperity may have gotten out more of the vote, but he says overall, he's not sure it influenced this election.
I heard a whole lot of people on both sides of the mining issue saying, who the heck are these guys telling us how to vote?
Mattson does say the new board will probably put Gogebic Taconite under closer scrutiny. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.